Well, a few hundred people were able to turn out downtown. They got an hour or so off of work, I guess. They were there to cheer on the team, getting ready for the Super Bowl. They were serving up some food that was actually won from the mayor's bet with the mayor of Chicago, a little bit of Chicago corned beef and pierogies. But the real eye of the crowd was on the coming game, like Rick Beverstein of Green Bay. He was at the pep rally.
My office is about a block away, and I wanted to be part of the excitement. As long as we can't have the game here, we should at least have the kickoff here.
Green Bay's last Super Bowl win was in 1996. How does this year compare to the last win 14 years ago?
Anytime the Packers make it this far into the season, it's obviously a big deal. They also did go back in 1997 but lost. But, you know, a lot has changed security-wise in that time. Back in 1996, there was a big deal of a big parade that wound its way through the city of Green Bay after they won the game in open-air buses, and nothing like that is going to happen this time.
Dallas is a Super Bowl host city and is having unusually wintry weather. We heard about some ice falling at Cowboys Stadium and injuring some people today, and then there's some problems traveling. Are Packers fans able to get to this game?
That's a big question. It's becoming a real concern. Obviously, air travel was disrupted earlier this week all through Wisconsin and in Texas and points in between. New snow was falling in Dallas today. I think I read about 5 inches fell overnight. Love Field in Dallas was closed for a time, and Dallas-Fort Worth Airport was open, but many delays. So travel is expected to return to normal, but people's vacations may be cut short. Hopefully they can just get down for the big game.
What are the plans for Monday when the Packers come back to Green Bay?
Well, win or lose, there will be a bus procession, but it's going to go a more direct route, pretty much right from the airport to Lambeau Field, nothing like in 1996, like I mentioned, when it was making its way through downtown and it took hours. But the Packers do win. There's also a celebration at Lambeau Field that's planned the next day on Tuesday.